and you will be utterly shocked, maybe even embarrassed, at what you go to sleep in every night.
I don't need any more new neuroses. I want to tune out.
Thought you were going to say nudity at first.
I don't need any nudity either in this moment.
Speak for yourself. all right. So the New York Post reporter, Alexandra, she shares this story about research into your bed sheets and the bacteria and dust mites that live there.
No. First of all, how often are we supposed to be washing?
Listen.
A recent study found that nearly half of all single men don't wash their bedding for 4 months.
Okay, well,
that's the problem.
Oh, it's us?
Yes, well, it's the 4 months. Yes, it's the people not washing their sheets for 4 months. Yeah, stuff is going to grow. I'm not living that lifestyle. I'm good.
Another study found that your pillowcase has as much bacteria as a toilet seat.
I did not need to hear that.
As you are nuzzling your face into your nice, cool pillowcase, you might as well be resting your head on your toilet seat.
I did not need to hear that.
Not only is this totally gross, it's unhealthy, too.
Give me the
solution. What do we do?
A buildup of bacteria, dust mites, and dead skin cells in your bedding can increase your risk of infection, allergies, and skin irritation.
All right, to do.
Experts at Happy Beds offer the following tips on how to make sure your bedroom stays clean.
Okay, all right. I'm ready.
Okay. Duvet covers, sheets, and pillowcases should be washed every 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. I think that's doable. Right?
All right.
Every two weeks?
I thought if she was going to say every night, I was going to be, I'm out. I'm never going to.
Yeah.
Have to go get like seven pillows.
I mean, I want to say that, I can't say me, but I would say my wife is really good about doing our sheets probably every week.
Yeah.
So that's,
But even more if you sleep in the nude.
If you sleep in the nude, you might want to do it more often than this every two weeks. All right,
that up a bit.
Don't shower before bed or have allergies.
Oh, I see. So if you're a night showerer,
and
you sleep with clothes on, you may be able to get away with doing it maybe a little longer than every 2 weeks. But if you are a nude sleeper and sleep in the morning and shower in the morning.
Yeah.
Then
your filth is depositing on your sheets all night.
Yep, That's what they're saying.
Pillows should be washed once every 3 months.
She's saying not pillowcases.
The actual pillows.
She's saying pillows.
Oh, but what? Wait a second. What about memory foam? I don't think you're supposed to do that, right? I don't think you're supposed to wash the memory foam pillows.
Yeah, I don't know.
The cooling technology.
Well, you'd have to look on the tag there, but I will be honest and say I have never once washed one of my pillows ever.
I am not even going to venture a guess as to how long my husband has had that godforsaken, it's basically like, why are you even bothering using it? It's so flat. Mm-hmm. It's like the flattest, oldest
like
pillow
feather,
on
feather
planet
pillow or whatever.
Earth.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
feel
yeah.
like it's from caveman days.
So
it's
one of those
very
pillows
old.
When you take the pillowcase off of it, you see like the little stains on the pillow.
Sweat stains or whatever. It's so old.
I have one of those too. Where it's
he
just
refuses
like
to get another one because they're just all going to be too fluffy if they're new.
Mm-hmm.
Way too fluffy. He can't do it. Whereas I'm like climbing Mount Everest on my side. Like I have to be elevated. I have to have like
the biggest,
really smushy, you know, memory foam pillow.
Yeah, the biggest shock to me was the washing your pillow every 3 months.
Yeah, no, I've failed.
I failed at that too.
But there is a cover that goes over the actual pillow, and then I have a pillow like cover on top of that, and then the pillowcase. So I have like three layers in between the actual pillow. So that's got to be better, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's better. I'm sure you're fine. I'm sure the little dust
mites. And I wash all the covers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure all the dust mites and all the little things that live and crawl in your pillow and
you're
stuff.
You're not supposed to wash the memory foam pillows, right? I feel like you're not supposed to. Maybe there's some sort of disinfectant I could spray on it.
Yeah,
and
probably.
Let it air dry.
I'm sure you could just spray Lysol and you'll be fine.
I'll just do that.
All right, so there you go. I know this isn't the information you wanted to hear, but I felt like it was information that you needed to hear.
That is jarring. I got a text message. I use Lysol spray on my pillows every week. Okay. All right.
There you go.
New pillows are washable if you take out the inserts, and they're hypoallergenic. All right. So there's some experts rolling in on the text
line. Love the experts.
You guys are so smart.